You're listening to Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN. This is where we hear from the businesses and services available in the Buffalo area. If you'd like to be on the program, send me an email at randy.bushover@entercom.com. Joined by Dr. Jack Bertolino with Smooth Solutions. And remind people, whereabouts are you?
Yeah, hi, Randy. We're in Main Street in Williamsville.
And generally speaking, your practice does what for people who hadn't heard you before?
Our practice is a quality of life practice that we do everything from cosmetic enhancement procedures to natural hormone replacement to sexual wellness and beyond. And we're kind of unique, and that's why I want to try to spread the word.
And is there, again, we've talked about this a number of times, a specific time of year when the services get used more, or is it pretty much steady all year round for you?
There are services that pick up more in the winter months as opposed to the summertime, and then there is certain services that go throughout the year.
And is it similar to like people who wait until after the holidays? They've kind of gotten a little bit maybe on the pudgy side and then can go to work out to try to work some of that off. Similar kind of thing for some patients of yours?
Yes, I think that we pretty much see that through the year, but mostly after the holidays, people start to look at themselves differently and start to consider doing certain services to improve their look for the spring and summer.
And among those, what apparently is kind of like the hot ticket item right now is something called Vaser High Def. So what exactly is that? What does it do?
Yes, Vaser, with a V, is not a laser. It is ultrasound. And we have been doing, for at least the last 12 years, Vaser High Definition Liposculpture, which helps break up stubborn subcutaneous fat and give a better, more defined shape.
And since it's Vaser with a V, not laser with an L, we're talking less invasive then, right?
We're talking less dangerous, that's for sure. This is liposuction. This is not a machine of any kind. I think one thing I like to bring out to the folks out there is that a lot of machines out there are using the word sculpting, such as Cool Sculpting. I want to be very honest. There is no machine that can sculpt a human being. Only another human being can do that, and that is a learning curve. What Vaser does is it makes it easier for us to break up the fat with the person under mild sedation versus being under more dangerous situations with respects to general anesthesia.
And I guess my terminology about it being less invasive is slightly incorrect, but at the same time, you say that it's, in essence, safer than other procedures than would be?
It's safer. With lasers, you can burn an individual. I don't think you get the results you're looking for. It's minimally invasive in that we do have to go into the subcutaneous fat, just like you would with traditional liposuction, and break it up more gently and take it out.
And forgive me, because like the physiology part of my science background wasn't like the best. I know there's a skin layer, a muscle layer, and of course the fat plays in. Between the two, or is that set up differently?
And that's a great question, because most people don't understand that. Weight loss is measuring visceral fat. Visceral fat, viscera means organ, is the fat that is on the other side of your abdominal muscles, covering your intestine. Obviously, we're not going after that. Subcutaneous fat is something you can grab, you know, pinch an inch. If you can grab that fat that's on the outside of the muscle, under the skin, then you can effectively take that out and shape an individual's look.
And part of that necessarily would be, since you're taking something out and not replacing it with anything but essentially air, so people are worried about maybe a little flap or flab hanging out after the procedure, or is that all part already taken care of and part of that.
Exactly. We have to screen all our patients, so this procedure is not for everyone. Certain people have too much fat, so too much subcutaneous fat, and too much skin, and would need surgery. That is a different animal. We are looking for people who might want to get rid of love handles or that pouch that they have in their stomach. If you do it, if you have a patient like that, you can adequately have the skin pull back because the ultrasonic energy will help that, as well as suction itself. It will help the skin collagenize and pull back. So screening is very important.
Speaking with Dr. Jack Bertolino with Smooth Solutions on Buffalo Means Business here on News Radio 930 WBEN. So walk people through the procedure. It's not like somebody is going to just walk into your office and that day have something done. I'm assuming there has to be a little bit of a conversation first.
Absolutely. So consultation is the first thing that has to happen because the individual has to understand what ultrasound is and what ultrasound in this respect does. So we do that with DVD and with a little bit of teaching. We also show the patient the room and show them how the whole procedure goes. If they decide, and if I decide that they are what meets my criteria, then a pre-op meeting is set up where we go over informed consent, where we do, there are certain prescriptions involved. They have to be on antibiotics for 10 days. They have to have certain oral medicines prescribed to sedate them. So, of course, they need drivers to take them to and from the procedure. There is a contouring garment, which is sort of like Spanx or spandex, that an individual has to wear. And again, this helps the skin come in and helps the overall look. And they have to wear that garment for about a month. So we measure them for the garment. And this is done with every single lipo procedure. A garment has to be worn to help the skin come in. After they're measured, I ask them to go and get one specific blood test that I like to see. And then they are scheduled for the procedure.
So this garment you're speaking of, is this something that's okay for a shower and or bath for that time? It's not something that somebody can just take off and then reattach every day, because I'm assuming that would kind of mess up the whole concept of sculpting.
No, this is what people don't understand. That garment is nothing more than underwear. And you don't take a shower with your underwear. You don't go swimming with it. So what I tell people is, and we usually get them two garments, one for the first 2 weeks and then a smaller garment for the last 2 weeks of the month. And I tell them this is like underwear. You have to wash it every day. You have to keep it clean. If you're doing it in the summertime and you're going to the beach, you're certainly not going to wear it there. If you're going out to an affair of some kind and you have a strapless dress, you're certainly not going to wear it. It's really just taking common sense. You wear it as much as you can. You try to sleep with it on, but treat it just like underwear.
Any other thing that a patient potentially would need to know about the procedure?
Actually, they have to understand, which we can't do on a radio show, have to understand how the mechanics of the procedure work so that they will not be fearful of it. That's why we do DVD with consultation and we teach the person. It's not just, you know, do you want to have liposuction and you come in and get it done. All our clients know exactly what's going on.
Understood. And again, you said this is something that is kind of unique to your practice, right?
Yes. We've been doing Vaser for 12 out of the 14 years that we're in business. And the learning curve goes up with this particular procedure. When you draw the person out, you draw them out more anatomically so that you can try to give them the line, shape, and form they're looking for. Another great thing that this procedure allows us to do is when the fat cells are gently broken up and suctioned out, they can be sterilized and put back in. So lots of people, especially in the southern states, are doing what's called the Brazilian butt lift, or BBL. And that is taking this subcutaneous fat, gently breaking it up, sterilizing it, and then in a very sterile fashion, putting it back in the buttocks to give a more shapely look. And believe it or not, most, if not all, those fat cells survive because they form their own blood supply. So what you have is a perfect natural implant.
And as you've described, this is not a procedure that you want to take lightly, and it's also one that takes a bit of time to heal. So is there an ideal candidate, and I'm guessing not the type of, well, I'm going on vacation to the Bermuda or the Bahamas in a couple of months and I want to look good in the bikini kind of thing. That's not really what we're looking for, I'm guessing.
Well, that's a great question. So, you know, you have to know what they're doing it for and what their time limits are. You certainly don't want to do this and 2 weeks later go to the Bahamas. That's probably not a good idea. I think what people need to know is what time period will there be before they show their final look? So I always tell them it's 4 to 6 months to show that final look. And what we like to do is we'll do before pictures, obviously. We'll photograph them in 6 weeks to sort of give them an idea of where they're headed. And then we will photograph them 4 to 5 months later to show the comparisons. So, again, screening is important. You have to know who you're talking to. You have to explain that this is not a procedure that you come off a table and you look completely different. That's not the case. Some people shape better than others, depending on their muscle structures and how athletic they are and how much fat you have to deal with. So we like to give them an overall impression before they decide to commit to this.
And again, I'm coming from the mindset of there are people out there that thinking, well, I want to lose X amount of pounds. That's not really what it's about, right?
Exactly. This is not weight loss. And people who come in for thinking it is have to be told that this is not going to change the number on the scale. If that's what you're looking for, this is not the procedure for you. This is all about shape and cosmetic appearance.
And in order to get to you would be the best way to call?
Well, we have a very interactive website at smoothsolutionsmed.com, and our office number is 716-633-6100. So if you're interested, look at our photo gallery. There's more than enough photos there that show everything from regular sculpting to fat transfer. And then if this is for you, come and see us.
So again, smoothsolutionsmed.com.
Yes.
Easy enough. M-E-D after Smooth Solutions. And the phone number in the area code 716-633-6100, or for those who prefer, 6100.
Exactly. And this is a great time of the year to consider this because of the winter months and having to wear that garment. So you could be looking a bit different by spring and summer 2020.
Very good. Glad to get the word out for you, and thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, as always.
Dr. Jack Bertolino with Smooth Solutions. This is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN.